So if we move on to the third reading, it speaks of Christ coming and glory and power. Turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. Start with verse 7. It says, as you who are troubled, verse 4 says, God will render. You who are troubled, God will render rest to us. And the Lord Jesus shall be revealed in heaven. In this mighty angel, flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in the saints, and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was that day. And the second reading is in Isaiah chapter 11. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of the roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding of the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be in the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. And the wolf also shall dwell with the man, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion, and fatten them together. And the little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together. And the lion shall eat straw like a box. And the sucking child shall play on the bowl of the ass. And the weaned child shall put his hand on the top of his deck. They shall not hurt nor destroy to all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, and the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles see, and his breast shall be glorious.
Here we do have a third session of the comings of Christ, which really completes the picture. In the morning we studied the Lord coming in his first coming in humility to go to the cross, achieve the work of salvation. And we just got done not too long ago considering his coming as a secret coming for the rapture of the assembly, to take those he loves, to take those that is his body to the Father's house. Now we do have a wonderful portion, those that enjoyed his saving power and those that enjoyed him as the Savior that is coming to change our bodies, definitely loves his appearance. His appearing or his revelation, according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, is the desire of all the saints. The last scene this world saw the Lord Jesus was him crucified. They never seen him after that, but in such a shameful position. I cannot wait until I see my Savior and my Lord glorified, revealed before this world. But in this session, we will discuss it in two portions. We read in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 about the Lord being revealed to execute vengeance, to execute judgment. And the characters of this judgment, some of the characters are touched on in Isaiah chapter 11, but I'm sure there is a lot of other references that are not wrote here. For example, if you look at Revelation chapter 1 and verse 7, every eye will see him. Well, that's not going to happen in the rapture. This is something that will happen only in the appearance and the revelation of the Lord Jesus. Don't you really look forward to his appearance? But his appearance would mean our appearance with him too. He will come. He will come first, as we were discussing, to rapture his beloved ones home. And after that, he will come again in the multitude of the saints. Isn't that the prophecy of Enoch? We were discussing Enoch a while ago. Enoch said that the Lord will come in the multitude of his saints. Well, there will be two portions. Those that will look and they will mourn. They will weep. Why? Because they reject him. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 7 tells us that a multitude, a lot of people, will be mourning when he comes. But those that will come with him, they will come to enjoy him starting his millennial reign over this earth. This earth that the testimony of the Lord Jesus at the last scene of it was the cross of Calvary, was the tomb, was the sealing of the tomb, was the enemy thinking that he prevailed. But to his defeat, the Lord Jesus was raised up, raised himself up, ascended, sat, waiting until his foes will be made his footstools. We are at that scene. So hopefully, while we're discussing it, our hearts will go out to love him and to love his appearing more and more. Amen.